Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the rise of backyard chickens.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. After soaring egg prices in the last year, more Ohio cities are considering ordinances that would allow backyard chickens. Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media's Connor Morris has more.
I have two chickens, Toast and Marigold. And you can see right now they love, after they've eaten, they love getting up on those shelves and they just like chilling.
Retired postal worker April Stoltz has a roomy coop in her sunny Lakewood backyard for the two plump hens. A decade ago, Stoltz led an effort to get the Cleveland suburb to adopt a chicken ordinance. And cities like Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati have allowed backyard hens for years with a permit. Now, more Ohioans are pushing local authorities to allow chickens in urban and suburban areas. Officials in Mansfield are reviewing a proposal, while an ordinance before Lorain City Council was shot down in committee earlier this month. Tim McDermott, an assistant professor of agriculture at the Ohio State University Extension, says City Slickers' interest in chickens has spiked twice in recent years.
One happened in COVID when people were, you know, going to the store was scary and they told you to do stuff outside. And then the second was when eggs spiked to, you know, $5, $6, $7 a dozen.
McDermott says technically it's still cheaper for people to buy eggs from the grocery store due to the cost of building a coop and feeding them. But he doesn't see eggs as the only benefit.
But chickens are also really social. They're fun. They are, you know, honestly, they are food animals, but they are now the third most common pet behind dogs and cats.
But rules on keeping chickens vary from city to city. He offers a $25 online course on backyard chicken keeping to help people prepare. Lakewood actually requires a course like that to be taken for residents seeking a permit. This year, Mansfield resident Kelsey Cunning started a group called Backyard Hens for Mansfield. She recently bought a farmhouse in Mansfield from her in-laws that had been in her family for generations.
And I became really big into like, okay, how much of our food can we try to self-grow? So I got into things like gardening and preserving and growing native plants.
And she wanted to keep chickens on it. The only problem? She's 0.02 acres short of the 3-acre requirement.
So I'm like 3,000 square feet short of the ordinance.
So she's drafted an ordinance similar to Lakewood's to allow chickens on smaller lots. It includes a limit on 6 hens, rules for enclosed coops, and a required distance from neighbors' property lines. She's already got some support on council, although she acknowledges a previous attempt in 2017 failed. She says opposition mostly seems to be based along generational lines, with older residents concerned about neighbors' chickens impacting their quality of life. Back in Lakewood, it's snack time for Toast and Marigold. Stoll says she hasn't heard any complaints in her years of backyard chicken keeping. Her ordinance and most others don't allow roosters, who famously crow when the sun rises.
You know, we're used to having dogs barking in the backyard, and some dogs bark more than others. There's really no difference in terms of having chickens. Actually, they're much quieter than a dog would be.
While I was there, this was as loud as the chickens got. And this was only when I startled them on accident. And Cunning, in Mansfield, thinks when done right, these ordinances can connect people rather than divide them.
That means, well, someone could sell them, which could stimulate the local economy, or give them away to neighbors and, you know, build relationships that way. So if you have a neighbor who hates chickens, you know, give them eggs every other week.
Cunning says she sees local residents owning hens as a way to form connections with their food, with each other, and with their own backyards. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Connor Morris.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.